Jerry Bader, show 1036. Secretary of State John Kerry continues to speak from Kyiv, Ukraine. We'll pick up a little more of that.
If you are legitimately worried about some of your citizens, then go to the government. Talk to them about it. Go to the UN. Raise the issue in the Security Council. Go to the OSCE. Raise it in one of the human rights organizations. There are countless outlets that an organized, structured, decent world has struggled to put together to resolve these differences so we don't see a nation unilaterally invade another nation. There's a better way for Russia to pursue its legitimate interests in Ukraine. Russia can choose to comply with international law and honor its commitments under the Helsinki Final Act under the United Nations Charter. If it wants to help protect ethnic Russians, as it purports to, and if they were threatened, we would support efforts to protect them, as would, I am told, the government of Ukraine. But if they want to do that, Russia could work with the legitimate government of Ukraine, which it has pledged to do. It cannot only permit, but must encourage international monitors to deploy throughout Ukraine. These are the people who could actually identify legitimate threats. And we are asking, together with the government of Ukraine, together with the European community, for large numbers of observers to be able to come in here and monitor the situation and be the arbiters of truth versus fiction. Russia, if it wanted to help de-escalate this situation, could return its troops to the barracks, live by the 1997 base agreement, and de-escalate rather than expand their invasion. Now, we would prefer that. I come here today at the instruction of President Obama to make it absolutely clear the United States of America would prefer to see this de-escalated.
Prefer?
We would prefer to see this managed through the structures of legal institutions, international institutions that we've worked many years in order to be able to deal with this kind of crisis.
Prefer?
But if Russia does not choose to de-escalate.
Ooh, this sounds scary.
If it is not willing to work directly with the government of Ukraine, as we hope they will be.
What are you going
to
do?
Then our partners will have absolutely no choice.
Yeah.
But to join us to continue to expand upon steps we have taken in recent days in order to isolate Russia politically, diplomatically, and economically.
Not double secret probation.
I would emphasize to the leaders of Russia, this is not something we are seeking to do. This is something Russia's choices may force us to do.
Same Russia you trusted with Syria.
So far, we have suspended participation in the preparations for the Sochi G8 summit. We have suspended military contacts. And we have suspended bilateral economic dialogue.
My, what a hard ass.
And we are prepared to take further steps if Russia does not return its forces to the barracks and engage in a legitimate policy of de-escalation. At the same time, the United States and its partners, our partners, will support Ukraine. We will support it as it takes difficult steps to deal with its economy. And I appreciate the meeting that I just had with the acting president and the prime minister and other leaders as we discussed how to strengthen the economy and move rapidly towards free, fair, open elections that can take place very shortly. We are working closely and will continue to work closely with the IMF team and with international partners in order to develop an assistance package to help Ukraine restore financial stability in the short run and to be able to grow its economy in the long run. I'm pleased to say that this package includes an immediate $1 billion in a loan guarantee to support Ukraine's recovery, and we are currently working with the Treasury Department of the United States and with others to lay out a broader, more comprehensive plan. We will provide the best expertise available to help Ukraine's economy and financial institutions repair themselves and to work towards these free, fair, fast, inclusive elections. We're also working with the interim government to help combat corruption and to recover stolen assets. And we are helping Ukraine to cope with Russia's politically motivated trade practices, whether it's manipulating the energy supply or banning the best chocolates made in Ukraine. The fact is...
What?
This is the 21st century.
He threw himself there.
And we should not see nations step backwards to behave in 19th or 20th century fashion. There are ways to resolve these differences. Great nations choose to do that appropriately. The fact is that we believe that there are a set of options available to Russia and to all of us that could move us down a road of appropriate diplomacy, appropriate diplomatic engagement. We invite Russia to come to that table. We particularly invite Russia to engage directly with the government of Ukraine, because I am confident they are prepared to help work through these issues in a thoughtful way. I'm very proud to be here in Ukraine. Like so many Americans and other people around the world, we've watched with extraordinary awe the power.
All right, you chronicled that already. And by the way, I don't mean to diminish it. The bravery, the courage, absolutely. I'm not diminishing that. I'm just saying that's where he started. This is the same Russia with which he who made this stupid gaffe about letting Russia deal with Syria. And then it became policy because he looked like such a fool because he said it. Oh, no, he meant that. So we hand over the Syrian crisis to who? Vladimir Putin. We handed over our foreign policy to Vladimir Putin. We did. When it came to Syria, it's absolutely true. Meanwhile, as all of this was brewing since November, the United States has been sitting on its hands. Well, this isn't our problem. It's Western Europe's problem. We'll let them deal with it. Mary Beth writes a great email here. What the heck is wrong with our leaders? Prefer? He said that several times. The United States would prefer. The United States would prefer. Could you, if you're not going to say demand, could you at least say insist? This is laughable, but it's not funny. As Mary Beth put it, stop being unilaterally cowards. Unilateral cowards. Here's the thing. We're in a Cold War standoff, and they still don't understand we're in a Cold War standoff. Now, I'm not saying this is the Cuban Missile Crisis in terms of national security to the United States, but imagine if President Kennedy didn't understand the urgency of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And by the way, President Obama used the same words that I used and the same words that were used about the Cuban Missile Crisis, that this was a deeply destabilizing act. And again, he mocked Mitt Romney during the 2012 campaign when he said Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat. And you have to understand, Ukraine is one piece in the big picture of refortifying the former Soviet bloc. All right, I'm going to move on to something else. In fact, I want to tell you about a fascinating book I started reading. I didn't know anything about this. Let's just say I was surprised I didn't know about this. I wonder if you did. I'll tell you in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
Jerry B.
Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.